Okay, so we're picking up with 1, 2, 3, 4. We're 5 lines from the bottom of Hayom and Beis, and we're picking up from the Gemara. It says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan Hamotzi Mechanus LePatalia Derech Stav Chayv Benazai Poter. So you have to get a little background over here that the shops in the times of the Gemara, they used to have like these low blocks which people would place, which the merchants would place their items to sell on those blocks. So now, if you had a lot of them in a line, those would be called itztabos. Those are literally what was called block benches. So if a person, so we're telling us over here that the area is not considered a rishus harabim. This area that's in front of the area, the stav, the area that's the bench area, that is not considered a rishus harabim. Rather, it's a karmelis, which we're going to see the exact gedarim of a karmelis on the zapim. But the karmelis means that it's iser darabanan to carry through there. On a rishus adaraisa, it is not, it's not going to be rishus harabim. So the Gemara is teaching mechadish over here that the chanus, we know that is a private domain. So if you transfer from the chanus into a plaza, the pataya, darach stav, if you walk through this bench area, this itztabos, we mentioned before, the area, the lines of benches, which is only a din derabanan of hotzah, you're still going to be chayv. So basically what I did is I went through a rishus yachid deraisa, I traveled through an area which is not a rishus harabim mid deraisa, and it's just only an isser derabanan, and then traveled to rishus harabim, I'm still going to be chayv. And the Gemara says, Benazai poter. Benazai says, I'm exempt, that I am not going to be chayv, I'm pater. So the Gemara now explains, Bishla Benazai, now I understand Benazai's ruling, Kasavra Mahalech Kaome Dami, because he holds that someone who is walking, that's comparable to someone who is standing. So what does this mean? A person whose process of walking, according to Benazai, so let's say he's taking 5 steps. So each step that he takes, according to Benazai, he's considered as starting and as stopped 5 different times. So each time he puts his foot down, he's considered as if he started to move his foot a new time, a new Akira and a new Hanacha. So that, according to Benazai, that means that he has an Akira and a Hanacha now in the rishus of the makom tur, of the area of the stav, and then he went into rishus harabim. If you go from a derech stav into the rishus harabim, you would not be chayev. So therefore, Benazai makes sense. We understand his svar. Says the Gemara, however, el rabbanan, according to the rabbis, nihi nami dikasar mahalich lav komedami. Now I understand that they don't hold of this idea that walking is comparable to standing. However, heicha ashkichana kai gavna dechayev. But where do we ever find a situation where someone could walk through a situation where he goes through a shusa yachid, go to an area which is an isra derabanan, so that he has like an akir nanach over there, and then go, meaning he didn't stop, you know, he continued walking, but still, he walked through that area, and then walk into a shusa rabim, and then not, and still be chayev. Where do we ever find that situation would in fact be chayev? So the Gemara says, Rav Safra, Rabbi Yochanan. So now that's in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, turning up the next level now. Midi dehav emaver chifetz b'rishus harabim. It's similar to one who transports an object more than 4 amos in the rishus harabim. Hasam lav afagav dekam denaki lev azil pater kimarach lechayev achanami loshna. There, in that situation, as long as a person holds the object and he continues walking beyond the 4 amos, he would be pater as long as he didn't put it down. Meaning he's not chayev midoraisa, he didn't do that kiranach yet. However, kimarach lechayev, and at the situation where he puts it down, only in that time would he be chayev. So too over here, in our situation, is not going to be different. If you put it down in the rishus that's derabanan, you would not be chayev. However, since you continued and you went from the rishus yachid to the rishus rabim, the rishus of the stav and the emtsa, you are still going to be chayev. So the Gemara says that that's not a fair analogy. Why not? Midami. Hasam kol hecha demanach le makom chiyuvu. Wherever the person puts it down, beyond the 4 amos. So again, I walked more than 4 amos, and wherever I put it down, I'm going to be chayev, no matter what. You're going to be chayev for transferring. However, over here, imanach le bestav, if I decided to put it down, and put the object down in the stav, in the area where the benches are, then makom turhu. Then that is considered mamish pater, midaraisa, or dindaraisa now, and I didn't do any din. So why am I, the rabbis say that I'm fully chayev on Shabbos for this situation? So it says Gemara, Ella, we have to fix the answer. Maybe it's similar to the someone who's transporting an object exactly 4 amos in the Rishus Harabim right now. So what's the din? So we're saying over here that in a situation where you put it object down within 4 amos, you're going to be pater, because we know only 4 amos, carrying 4 amos in the Rishus Harabim is chayev. So here too, when I put it down at before the end of the 4 amos, amos, I'm going to be pater. If I put it after the four amos, I'm going to be chayev. So over here, also our brisa, it's no different that if I decide to put it before amos, I'm going to be pater. If I put it more than four amos, I'm going to be chayev. So too, if I decided to put it down in the stav, I would be pater. Ever if I put it in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I'm going to be chayev. So the Gemara rejects this answer. The Gemara says, "Midami, this is also not comparable. Why not? Hasam the gabit dahai gavra makov turhu. This area within this four amos is only in regards to this person because he didn't put it down yet. It's within his four amos. However, lekuli alma makom chiyuvu. Regards to everyone else, though, this is an area that is going to be chayv because we're in Rosh Hashanah over here. However, this case is fundamentally different. The stav is a bench area that midirabanan. The whole reshus of the stav, the whole bench area, is considered midirabanan, not deraisa. Hachalekuli alma makom tur. Over here, it's an exempt area in regards to everyone. So therefore, you can't compare the two cases." Again, because Rashi explains, because the starting point over here and the ending point, that is only a person's perspective, but everyone in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is problematic. And if your four amos ended earlier because you didn't do it yet, that would be your personal p'tur. However, if someone else was putting it in that same exact spot that you're in, and it was more than four amos, he's b'chayev midaraisa. However, in our situation, in the case of the b'raisa, the bench area, according to everyone, every single person who puts it down there is never going to be chayev, so therefore, you cannot compare the two cases. So the Gemara maybe gives a different answer. Ella, midid ha'ave amotzi. We find a similar example where it's comparable, where you have Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Derech Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, where it's someone who's transferring an object from Rishus HaYachid, from a private domain, into Rishus HaRabim, which is a public domain, and he's doing it through the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. He moves it through the sides of the public domain. What are these Tzidei Rishus HaRabim? Rashi gives the example, if someone has a wall, that was your wall for your house, for your fence, so then it falls down, according to Rashi. It falls down, and then, so you have like an area where it's like a, kind of like a broken wall over there, and people will, because it's no longer a wall dividing your property and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and the public street, people will occasionally walk onto your area by the wall, you know, because it's now no longer protected by the wall, so people walk on that area. That's Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There are other examples of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. This has a din of a karmelis, and it's a din of Rabbanan. Well, we're gonna see. It's a machlokis over there. So the Gemara says, Hasam lav alpha gavdi manach leyat Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim pater. So if a person walks through these Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, went from his house, passes this wall that's broken, and then puts it down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So if you decided to put it down on the area by the where the broken wall is, I'd be pater because that's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim yet. However, so again, so but if I decide to keep walking and I put it down in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that full fledged public domain, so then I'm going to be chayev. Hachanami loshna. So too, our brisa is no different. So the Gemara says, Maskif l'Rav Papa. Rav Papa rejects this answer. Why? Because Hanich l'Rabbanan. This only will answer for the Rabbanan who says that Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim lav kir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. They hold that a Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is like we were just saying before, is only a din d'Rabbanan and a karmelis. So then it works for them. However, Ela Rabbi Eliezer, who says Damar Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim kir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim dabi Michael Amim. According to him, it's full fledged din d'Raisa of being like you're outside. It has the din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So according to him, we have no source that someone who goes from an area of a Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabim and goes through a Din Derabanan in the middle and walks through an area of Din Derabanan, we have no source according to his Shita of that Isser. So what's the problem of just assuming this is not Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov? Why don't we just assume that this is going like the rabbis and our Breisa makes sense? So apparently the Gemara wants to identify that the Breisa is a Liba de Kuliyama, that it works with all the Shitas, that this would work. So, okay, that's what Reitzvot points this out, that it wants to work according to all the Shitas. How do we, so we have a new answer here? So it says Gemara, Amar Lei, no, because really Rabbi Lezer is going to agree to this case. Because when does he say his din? Only time he says this is where there's no literally obstructions, meaning that there's no obstructions in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that would stop people from going there. However, if there are obstructions, would people not be going there? People would only be going on the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim if there are something where it gets crowded, they would walk there. However, in this case, there were where it's a situation where you have stuff stopping them, you have pegs or things that are there that are stopping it, then everyone's going to agree that it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim because no one would in the right mind would walk there. It's annoying to walk there, and no one would ever walk there even if it's crowded. They would just keep walking more crowded on the streets. So therefore, even Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov would hold that midaraisa, that's not called a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and according to him, you would still be chayav hilkach la'adamya. Therefore, the braisa is comparable to this case, and we are good. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says right now with regards to this. Continues the Gemara now. Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree that someone who throws an object from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid into Rosh Hashanah Rabin through this Makum Itztaba, through the bench area that we said is only Didar Rabban, and he's going to be Chayav. So the Gemara says, Tananami Hachi, so we said that also, in the Braisa, Amotzi, Michanus, Le Patalia, Derech Stav, Saviv, Echad Amotzi, Vechad Amachnis, Vechad Azorik, Vechad Amoshi. So, in the Tanakama, they make no difference if someone does the, if you take out the object through transferring, or if you do it through throwing. So, because that's the Tanakama holds that both of them are going to be Chayev. However, Benazai Omer, the Braisa says, Benazai says, Amotzi, Vechamachnis, Pater. Someone who takes it out and brings it in is going to be Pater, as we saw before in his Shita. However, Moshit, Vazorik, Chayev, someone who hands over or he throws it, again, Moshit is different than someone who is machnis and motzi, taking out and bringing it through the rishus. Moshit is someone who hands over. We saw that it has different gedarim in the previous dapim. So then you would, in fact, be chayav. Okay? So the Braisa doesn't explain exactly that the Braisa just fleshes out that Ben Azai would be machmir on someone who's throwing because there is no area to stop. Because once you've thrown it, your one action has continued. So therefore, we see that according to Ben Azai, you can, you'd be making on that situation. You would not hold this down. Again, it'd be asr darabanan. It would not be chayav midaraisa. Continues the Gemara now. Tanar Rabbanan. It's a very important Braisa over here. Arba Rishios LeShabbos. There are four main domains. We gave this in the introduction to this parak when it comes to Shabbos. What are the four domains? Rosh Hashanah Yachid, a private domain, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, a public domain, Carmelis. So a Carmelis is, I didn't mention it now, but now we're mentioning it. Where does the Lashon of Carmelis come from? Where do we learn the Lashon of Carmelis? So Rashi before, on Gimel Abariz, Rashi says that it comes from the Lashon of Ya'aro u'Charmilo. That it's a his forest is a great forest. Why is this an example to a forest? Because a forest is not like a public domain; people don't travel there. But it's not a private domain because no one owns it. So it's an example of this middle thing. Tosfos Kod Yerushalmi, just to give one more shot. What does Carmelis mean? Tosfos says it's a lashon of Carmel, that it's like a ripe grain. That's the lashon of that. It's the lashon of Rach and Mal. And what does this come from? That Carmel, that is showing that it's something that's in between. It's not too fresh or too dry. So to a Carmelist, it's not like a Rosh Hashanah Rabban, Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It's like, we don't know, it has properties of both sometimes. So the Rabbanan asked to transfer from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into the Carmelist and from a Carmelist into Rosh Hashanah Rabban. I mean, even though Rosh Hashanah Rabban is asked also, but meaning it doesn't have a full status of Rosh Hashanah Rabban either. It's Bidir Rabbanan, it's both for Bachar and both ends. Malkum Ptur. And the Malkum Ptur, the exempt area that we saw before, something that is more than 10 Tvachim high, is considered Malkum Ptur, and is not Chayev at all on Shabbos. So now the Gemara is going to give the Gedarim a little bit. So it says the Gemara, V'ezoi Rosh Hashanah Yachid, what is considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid in this regard? Choritz Shu Amak Asar V'Rachav Arba, a ditch that is 10 Tvachim deep and 4 Tvachim wide. V'chein Gader Shu Gavoa Asar V'Rachav Arba, also a wall that is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide. Zoi Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gemura. This is a complete private domain. And this would be a situation that any area that is enclosed by these dimensions, by a fence, is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's how a lot of Befarshim explain. It's a big nafkaminas la'alacha. When we want to transfer, when we want to make something, we're not into Erevin right now, but when we get into Gemara and Erevin, that's the whole point of an Erev, we're going to see a little bit today's daf, is to make the area into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, to make it a private domain, which is why it's allowed to carry. You know what? No one says you're allowed to carry a Rishus HaRabim. It's an Eser Daraisa. So continues Gemara now. What is a Rishus HaRabim? Is a Rishus HaRabim? So this is a Sartaya, a highway. So this is the first halacha, is a highway. So when you have an area that goes from, it might have to go from one end to the city. Rashi over here says it goes from city to city. So it might have to go through the entire city. That would be a big nafkamina, because if you have a highway stam that doesn't go through an entire city, from one city to the other city, but still a lot of people go on it, might not be considered Rishus HaRabim, at least Midaraisa. Or Pataya Gdola, a large plaza, a large area. So this, okay, that umavos umafulurashim, streets that are open on both ends. That's how Rashi explains it. And Rashi says also need to be 16 amos wide. That's the minimum area of Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That is the area of a street. That's how wide they have to be. Most of our streets are that wide, though. So meaning Broadway in Manhattan, let's say, for example, for sure is 16 amos wide. Zohar Rosh Hashanah Rabim. These are a full-fledged public domain. Okay, what the Gemara doesn't exhibit, which is important to mention it, because the Gemara does not mention anywhere, I believe. I think the Rishonim are the ones who bring it down. The Gemara doesn't say explicitly that the idea of 600,000 people. The Rishonim, Rashi quotes this, and many other Rishonim hold that it's 600,000 people, and that's a very big machlokas whether that's true. Again, because you can never turn a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Rabim, everyone agrees, you cannot turn that into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, except for Rabbi Huda, which we're going to see on this daf. So this has major ramifications, halacha l'maisa, because if you assume that something is a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Rabim, according to everyone, you're not allowed to make an Erev. It doesn't help to make an Erev because you can't turn it into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which would be very together, let's say, for Manhattan. There you have or any area, if you don't hold it, you don't have the 600,000 people, then any highway would be problematic. Rav Shechter Shlita is machmir on highways. He thinks that it's a problem to have an Erev go through a highway route 4. I know is a Rav Shechter holds is an issue. So again, that is there are different opinions about this. A lot of reasons to make a lot of reasons are machmir, but just to point out, just to understand that these braces are critical for understanding how our modern Erevs work. So either way, continue Gemara's now. Now we for the first two, let's up to the third one now. Is Ein Motzin, so the Gemara just says, wait, no, before we get to that, the Gemara says, Ein Motzin Mershusa Yachad Zod Rishusa Rabim Zo. Someone can't take out an object from this private domain into this public domain. And also, Ve'in Machnesin Mershusa Rabim Zo Rishusa Yachad Zo. Someone can't take in an object from the public domain to the private domain. Ve'im Hotzi Ve'echnes. If you did this, B'shogeg Chayav Chatas, and Shogeg, that's the din. If someone does accidental Shabbos, you give Korban Chatas, because there's a Chi of Miso here. So if you do it by accident, you'll give a Chatas. B'mezid Anush Karis. If you do it deliberately with no witnesses, you'll be punished Karis. And if you have witnesses, then you'll be Niskal. Then you will have a Niskal, then you're going to be stoned. Now we're up to Carmel. It says the Gemara, Aval Yam, a sea, literally a sea. This would be who had in any open body of water. Ubika, an area, Rashi says, where a lot of fields are together. So that's what Rashi gives it the definition. V'istavnos, a storefront with a bench area. That's what we mentioned before. That's the istabas. V'ha Carmelis, and a Carmelis, the Gemara is going to ask why Carmelis is the name. What is an example of Carmelis within that? It's like how you have Mishnayos, you have Seder Taharos, and then you have Maseches Taharos. Why do you have both? Okay, that's a Shiloh too. So the Gemara continues now. So the Gemara will discuss this later on. Ve'ein, that question. And the Gemara continues and says, it's not like a public domain or like a private domain, like we mentioned before. It has properties that are similar to both. So therefore, midrabanan, you're not allowed to pick up and carry within four amos and place it down within these four amos in this area. If you did this, you would be pater because it is not a rishus rabban daraisa. One may not take out from this into a public domain, or bring things into it from a public domain. That is usher. Because it's not fully like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though it would be us, even if it was Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it would still be us, but it's telling you that it's not fully like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. V'in machnesin Rosh Hashanah Yachad L'socha, and also someone can't bring in things into it from a private domain. V'lo misocha L'Rosh Hashanah Yachad, and someone can't take things from it to a private domain. V'im hotzi v'echnis pater, like we said before, but he says it's only derabanan, me de'areisa, you are not chayav, however me derabanan, this would still be usher. Now, the Gemara, once we're discussing this, Rashi says that we move on to over here. These aren't a din of a Carmelist. However, there's something that also is a din d'rabbanan of should have been a d'oraisa or Rosh Hashanah Yachad. However, the Gemara was machmir. So what is that? So the Gemara says, if you have communal courtyards, mevuah she'enan mefulashin, and streets that are not open at both ends, eruvu meturachad. If the residents did an eruv, then they would be permitted to carry in their houses. Le'eruv asurim. If they do not, then they would be asur to carry. So, what is the concept of an eruv? In order to permit people to carry in their houses, the rabbanan enacted because this is similar to rishus harabim. So, they didn't want people just to carry because people will get confused. So, they made a hecker. The hecker was that they had each person contribute to a small amount of lechem. This is that's common by all, and everyone is allowed to do that. This is Erev Chatziros. There's also what's called Shitufei Mavos. That's what we're discussing in our situation. The very similar halachas. This is also the only difference is that you're carrying from the courtyard into the street area, which is closed off, but you do that with a Shitufei Mavos. So that's the thing. Again, you take the bread together and you make an Erev with it. That is all, every single Erev in every single town has this as well. Everyone has, in every town, you'll have someone, I think Rabbi Neuberg and Tinek, for example, he has the matzahs, and everyone has to know that they have a chilek in that matzahs. They do Zachin for the whole city. That is the concept of Erev Chatzeros. So if you don't do an Erev, it'd be usher to carry. Continues the Braisa now. The Gemara says, Adam Omer Ali Skupa. A Skupa, we had this before. That was like the area right in front of the doorpost that's also Darabanan. No Tami Balabais. It's a Makam Ptur. It's not even a Darabanan because it wasn't Dalat Tefachim wide. So you would be allowed, strictly speaking, to take an object from the Balabais who's in the private domain, Vinosin Lo, and give him something. No Tami Me'ani. You can also take it from an Ani who's standing in the Rosh Hashanah Abim, Vinosin Lo, or give it to him. However, what you shouldn't do is the following. You shouldn't take it, an object from the guy whose house it is, and then bring it to the Rosh Hashanah and through you and give it to the poor person. Even though strictly speaking this is okay, midrabanan, this is going to be usher. Also from the poor person and giving it to the balabayas, to the person in the house, that's also usher if they're doing it through you. However, if you did this, you're not going to be chayav achatas. However, midrabanan, for obvious reasons, that what's going to happen is the ani is accidentally going to start giving it to the balabayas, or the balabayas or someone to ani, and they'll be chayav adaraisa. So that's an obvious reason why would be machmir b'derabanan. Achir, usually referring to Rabbi Meir, is skupa mishamesa shtei rishios. Iskupa is going to depend. Sometimes, bizman shapesach pasuach, when the door of the entrance is open, then it's going to be kilifnim. Then it's treated like erishus yachid. However, pesach no, when the door is, the entrance is closed, then it's going to be kalachut. It's going to be like a public domain, and that was when it depend. Va'imaisa iskupa gavoa sarah chava arba. However, if it was 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, harezer rishus la'atzma, then it's going to be a separate rishus yachid according to, lechora, according to everyone. I think that's even not Rameer, but I'm not sure. Maybe that's only the Rav Chacham as well. Continue the Gemara now. Amar Mar, Zoe Rishus HaYachid. So this is Rishus HaYachid. So Gemara says, why this is Rishus HaYachid? What's that? It's coming to, obviously coming to exclude something. What's it coming to exclude? Gemara answers now, L'me'ute had Rabbi Yehuda. This is coming to exclude Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? It's Rabbi Yehuda holds. Yes, Rav Kenam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says even more over. He says more so. Someone has two houses on two opposite ends of Rishus HaYachid in public domain. Osa, a person is allowed, turning on to the next number now. Lechi Mikan v'lechi Mikan. You can make a pole. A pole over here and a pole over there. That is creating the Rishus HaYachid. What is this idea of a lechi? A lechi is the pole that it helps you person turn something into Rishus HaYachid. The Rabbanan asked someone carrying in a street or an alley, unless you do this, because it looks like Rishus HaRabim. So in order to make a heker, in order to make it recognizable, they made what's called, you have to make a lechi or a kora. A lechi is the pole, the kora would be on top of the pole, a cross beam, like a cross. So that would make it into Rishus HaYachid. That is, according to most Tanaim, we're going to see this later in the Gemara Ne'erevin, the Mishnah Ne'erevin, this is only going to work if it's the fourth side of a Mavoi. So meaning it's enclosed on all three sides, and it's the fourth side's a little bit open. So only it looks like Rishus Rabim. It's not really Rishus Rabim, but they want to make a heker. They don't start carrying Rishus Rabim. So they made a lechi or korah. So according to them, you could even do this with your two ends of your house, even though the Rishus Rabim, even though the full-fledged public domain is going through the middle. O korah mikan, v'korah mikan. Or like we said, you'll need a lechi or a kora. And that would be okay. Venosa, venosa, and ve'emtza. And then he could pick up and place it down in between. And the chacham disagree. What are the, meaning, and you could still walk in between them and be okay to carry. The Gemara says, Amrullo. No, the chacham responded to Rabbi Yehuda. Ein marvin reshus harabim bekach. This is not a, you can't just make a reshus harabim into a private domain. That is aser. So the Gemara says now, why do we say this? Amai karula gemura. Why do they say that this is full-fledged reshus hayachid? What's, why do we use this lashon? So the Gemara says, Mao, the same I would have said, kiplik rabbanaleh de Rabbi Yehuda de loaver reshus hayachid. Meaning they hold that you're not allowed to carry within it. Hanimila tilta. This is only regards to carrying. Avalazorek modula. But if someone throws an object from into this area that he made the lechi or the korah, so he used the pole or the crossbeam, he did either of those two things, and you throw something from the Rishus HaRabim into this area, they would agree with Rabbi Yehuda that one would be chayav, because now we're talking on the level of Daraisa. They're only machmir midrabanan to tell you that it's not like a Rishus HaYachid. However, when you throw something from Rishus HaRabim into it, so now you've thrown something from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, I would have thought maybe they agreed. Kamashman, the Brisa is coming to you. No, completely, that they don't hold of Rabbi Yehuda at all. They would hold that you're not Chayav HaChatas. It's only Aser Midarabanan to throw something from Rishus HaRabim into this area, because it's still like, we're obviously talking about less than Dalet Amos, because it was more than Dalet Amos, even Rishus HaRabim, it would still be Aser. So they hold that this would, in fact, be not an Iser Daraisa, it would only be an Iser Darabanan. Tina's the Gemara now. Amar Mar. So the Brisa says, Zoe Rishus HaRabim. So we quoted in the Brisa that this was a Rishus HaRabim. Lemu'ute Ma. So what's that? This is Rishus HaRabim. What's that coming to exclude? So the Gemara says, Lemu'ute Idach Rabbi Yehuda. Another statement of Rabbi Yehuda that's coming to exclude that we don't hold of him. What is that? It's not, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'isa Derech HaRabim, Mavsei Kasan. Rashi says, discussing a case, the Mishnah Erevin, about in a situation where they were going for the Ole Regalim, so they had an issue with something with the Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYachid over there. So if the Rishus HaRabim, the public domain, is between these two poles, then you still cannot study. You have to remove the Rishus HaRabim to the sides of the enclosure. That is what Rabbi Yehuda holds. However, Chacham Omrim Eino Tzarech, the Chacham hold that it's not necessary to do so, rather that the area inside of the walls would remain Rishus HaYachid, even though the Rishus HaRabim is going through it, that would be okay. So Rashi just points out this seems to be the exact opposite of what they held of in regards to the previous case. They hold that you're not allowed to move around with the Rishon Rabbim. Rashi says that the Gemara and Erevin discusses this whole as all Rechos over there. So when we get to Mirzam Erevin, we'll see this Kasha brought up. So the Gemara says, Vamai Karla Gemara. So why are we calling this situation a complete Rishon Rabbim? So the Gemara says, really, there is not coming to this, doesn't have a Chiddush on this halacha. However, I did a Tanya Rishon Gemara a lot of times stylistically. Remember, they used to memorize them as much as possible, so they'll keep the Lashonos the same. Sometimes there's not necessarily a Chiddush in every single word. So since stylistically we said Gemara in the first part of the advice, when it comes to Rishus HaYachid, so then also over here, Tanan Ami Seifa, Gemurah, we're also discussing here, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Gemurah. Because Gemurah, V'lichshu Nami Midbar, why did the Braisa count a desert as something that's Rishus HaRabim? The Hatana, the Braisa says, Ve'ezer Rishus HaRabim, Sataria, we said before, a highway, Pataya Gdola, large plaza, Mavus and Mefulashim, and streets, and open-ended streets, Ve'ha Midbar, and a desert. We see that it's a Rishus HaRabim, the Braisa. So Gemurah says, no, it's different. When they were in the midbar, people were walking through all the time. Then it was Rishon Deresa. However, now, how many people are walking? How many people walk as a public domain in the desert? Almost no one walks through the desert. So therefore, it's not considered halachically nowadays a Rishus HaRabim Mide Oresa. Continues the Gemara now. Amar Mar. So if someone took it out and brought it in, b'shogit chayav chatos and b'mezid onosh karis v'niskal. So that Gemara now asks, when you do it by accident, you're chayav chatos. B'shogit chayav chatos. That's the classic din in regards to all of Hilchos Shabbos. Why do you have to tell me this? Again, we know that this is the case of anytime someone violates Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "B'mezid onosh karis v'niskal yisrochlei." In a situation where you're going to be chayav karis when you do it without witnesses, or you're going to be stoned and chayav misa in a situation where you do it have witnesses, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Gemara says that's also anami pshita. We know that's obvious. This is the halacha of someone who violates Shabbos. We know this already. So the Gemara says, "Hakamash mona." There is a chiddush over here. Kidurab. This is the chiddush of Rab. Damar Rab matazim miglav stern b'rab chiyav. I was in the base midrash of Rav Chiya. I found a hidden scroll over there. So why was it a hidden scroll? So Rashi points out, because again, the Torah Shabbal Peh was supposed to be Baal Peh. Nothing was supposed to be written. So only things that were, when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi made the whole Torah is going to be forgotten. He decided to write down the whole Torah Shabbal Peh. However, before that time, people only if they had a very big chiddush and they were afraid it was going to be forgotten, this chiddush, a very big novel idea, so then they would write it down. So this is the thing that Rav said he found. This was before, when it was still Usher to write the Torah Shabbat, he found this Chiddush. And what did it say? V'kasuba, Isi ben Yehuda Meir, Isi ben Yehuda says the following Chiddush. Avos Malachos, Rem Chaser Achas. There are 39, literally 40 minus 1, so 39 Yisurim of Malachos, of labors that are Usher on Shabbos. V'enu Chayev ala Achas. And someone's only Chayev if he transgressed them all. Meaning if you did all of them at once, you'd only be Chayev one Chattas. The Gemara says that's not true. Eini v'hatzanon. The Mishnah says avos malachas avram chaser achad. It says that there are 49. There are 39 malachas that are asur on Shabbos. And the Gemara asks of avinan ba minan alamane. Why do I have to tell you the number? The Mishnah is going to list all 39 right after that, so I know how to count. Just read them and count them. Why do you have to tell me the number? So the Gemara says ve'amar Rabbi Yochanan answers shimasim kulam ba'elam achad inu chayav al kol achas achad. Rather, if one does them even without realizing it was Shabbos and you do all 39, you're going to be chayav 39 different malach, 39 different averos, 39 different chataoses for each one of these malachas. So we see that not like Isi ben Yehuda, the Beferish Mishnah, Isi wouldn't be against the Mishnah, his chiddush. So we have to therefore fix what Isi said. What did he say? Either Ella ima inu chayav ala achas man. You're only going to be chayav on one of them. You're not going to be chayav if you did them b'mezid. You're not going to be the punishment of misa. So the Isi ben Yehuda didn't tell you which one it was that you're not going to be chayav misa for them. So the Gemara says, the chiddush of our braisa is ha mehanach dila misapkan. The lacha of transferring of havara from rishus to rishus, rishus to rabim to rishus to yachid is not amongst the ones that we're misupik about. We have no suffik about it whatsoever. You are going to be chayav misa by this one. Okay, we'll pick up from here, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow. Sorry for the late recording. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Everyone, Mitzvah Hashem, Shavuot Shleima. Everything should be good. Shkoyach.